Welcome to God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon R.P. Church in Morning Sun, Iowa. Check us out online at www.sharonrpc.org. We pray that this message will be a blessing to you and that the Lord will use it to transform your faith and your life.
Hey, hey, welcome to Coffee and Devotions this Saturday morning. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year,
2021,
we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. That's right. So this morning we are at Psalm 28. Psalm 28. Why don't we go ahead and have some coffee or tea, whatever drink you might have. We'll pray and we'll get into God's Word. You want some coffee? It's just water anyway this morning. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your word. We pray now that as we get into your word, we might grow in our love for you. Please let us find strength in you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, why don't we go ahead and turn into God's word this morning. We'll change the screen here. So Psalm 28. Oh. Psalm 28. Okay, I think on Facebook you guys, maybe you can see us, I don't know. But I think you guys are watching us on YouTube and Twitter, so we'll just go ahead and keep going. All right, so here we go. Psalm 28, a psalm of David. To you I will cry, O Lord, my rock, do not be silent from me, lest if you are silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to you, when I lift up my hands toward your holy sanctuary. Can you read this part?
Do not take me away with the wicked and with the walkers of iniquity who speak peace to their neighbors, but is evil in their heart. Give them according to their deeds, according to the wickedness of their endeavors.
Yeah.
Give them according to the work of their hands. Render to them what they deserve, because they do not recall the words of the Lord, nor the
operations
of his hands. He shall destroy them and not build them up.
Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him.
The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving
refuge
of his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also and bear them up.
All right, wonderful. We need to ask ourselves, A, what is this about? B,
what is the best
verse to summarize? And C, what are we called to do in response to this? Man, you got this nailed down pat, don't you? All right, here we go. A, what is this about? Well, the first part, what do you think David is, oops, sorry. What do you think David is praying about in the first part?
I will cry.
I will cry. Who's he crying to?
The Lord.
He's crying to the Lord. And what's he asking God to do?
To.
What's he saying in verse 2?
The voice of my supplications.
Did we talk about supplications this morning at men's breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what else it says in verse 2? When I
lift up my hands toward your holy sanctuary.
Does Paul talk about that in 1 Timothy, lifting up men, lifting up holy hands?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. This is talking about God hearing us pray, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. And so what does he say in verses 3 through 5? What's he asking God to do?
Do not take away me with the wicked, like punish the wicked.
Okay, punish the wicked, right? Because why? Because they do not regard the works of the Lord, nor the operations of his hands. He shall destroy them and not build them up. But there's a problem, isn't there? Do you sin sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Does Daddy sin sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they sin sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think David sins sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
So, why are we not destroyed?
Because we believe in Jesus.
Because we're in Christ?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's the only reason for this. So, do you think that we can pray this? Do you think we can pray that God would give them according to their deeds, according to the wickedness of their endeavors, give them according to the work of their hands, render to them what they deserve? Do you think we can say that?
No.
You don't?
But I do think God can.
You think God can do those things?
Mm-hmm.
You think Jesus can pray that about his enemies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So if we're in Jesus, can we pray?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That Jesus can do that work, can't he?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. And then what does he say in verses 6 and 7? What's that about?
Blessed be the Lord.
Why should God be blessed?
The Lord is my strength and my shield.
Well, hold on. First in verse 6, what does he say? Blessed be the Lord because why? He heard?
He hears the voice of my supplication.
So when we pray to him, does he hear us?
Huh.
Is that a comfort? Yeah, right. And what does he say in verse 7? What is God?
The Lord is my strength and my shield.
My strength and my shield. Do you remember what the shield was in Ephesians chapter 6? The shield of?
Faith.
The shield of faith. Right, what can the shield of faith do? It can quench what? Do you remember this one? No. The fiery darts of the devil. Right, if we believe in Jesus Christ, if we pray, if we hold on to that shield of faith, will he protect us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that a shield we can make our own?
Mm-mm.
Like, can we go out into the junkyard and get a whole bunch of, like, steel hubcaps and weld them together and make a big, heavy shield for ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Would that protect us?
Mm-mm.
Nope, right, because that's not the shield of faith. That's right. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Right, yeah, God is the one who helps us. God's our shield and our strength. Therefore, right, because God's going to help, what's he say in that last part of verse 7?
And with my song, I will praise him.
Yeah, right? My heart rejoices and I'll praise him. Right? So when we know that God hears us, what should it call us to do?
Rejoice.
Rejoice. That's right. Rejoice. The Lord is their strength and he is the saving refuge of his anointed. Save your people. And bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also. And bear them up forever. Is God going to shepherd his people? Is God going to care for them?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. What do you think? What was your favorite verse in this? The best verse that you think summarizes this whole section. What would you underline?
I think verse 7 is a good one.
You think verse 7? I was thinking that too, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to break my rules. I'm going to underline or highlight two verses here. Ready? I'm going to highlight verse 6 and 7. I think 6 and 7 together are a great point there. What do you think we should do? Right? What's the calling? What are we called to do in response to this? What do you think? What are we called to do?
Trust in the Lord.
To trust in the Lord. Good. Do you think that we can pray?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can pray to the Lord. And when the Lord hears us, what can we do?
We can trust in him that he'll answer our prayers.
Yeah, he'll answer our prayers, but can we rejoice?
Mm-hmm.
Can we hold on to that shield of faith?
Mm-hmm.
Can we have confidence that he'll hear us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty great God we have, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good deal to be a child of God, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Do you trust the Lord? Do you hold on to that shield of faith? Do you believe that God hears your prayer, that Jesus Christ, the man, intercedes for you? Will you lift up holy hands and pray to him? Because you know that in Jesus Christ your prayers are heard. You want to pray this morning?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you that we have a victor, a champion, and his name is Jesus. Lord, we put our faith in him, we trust in him, because you have called us out of that kingdom of darkness and into your kingdom of light. We pray that we would follow after you, and we would rejoice as we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you today. May he fill your day with joy and peace, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon R.P. Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.